Now we are actually recording. Down situated?
Huh? What?
Are you getting situated?
Yes. I'm gonna get my coffee. What are we doing first?
Yes, the donut of the day. Hi everyone, it's Jenna.
And Ted.
We're coming at you virtually because we're quarantining. Yeah. We'll talk more about that later.
Yes.
Further ado, we're going to start with the best part of the day, which is the donut of the day.
Donut of the day. Donut.
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 There's been
lots. Donut. Donut.
We gotta remember who we're dealing with. A West Coaster. Okay, I'm sitting here virtually in front of Ted, and he got purple glaze, something from Purple Glaze. So I'm gonna open it.
And a surprise?
It is a surprise. Yeah, he texted me. He was like, you got a surprise. Oh my god, it smells so good. Okay, I'll open it now.
Yep.
Oh my god, is this. Wait.
Yes.
Two little things.
So
a maple.
Okay. Maple.
Yeasty and, boy. Okay,
so this is what I did. Yes. So this morning I went and got donuts for us, right?
Yeah.
And so they had a special donut with hearts and everything. And clueless me, I'm like, oh, Jenna likes strawberry. I'm gonna get that for her. And it says XOXO on it, right? And it has all these hearts. Da 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 da. I go to the park with the dog and I have my donuts and I have the surprise donut. Because that was an experiment that I asked them to make. And so I go to the park and I'm enjoying this thing. And I get a text from someone saying, Happy Valentine's Day. I'm like, oh, that's what that donut's about. It's a Valentine's Day donut.
Yes.
So I brought it to Bernard. But then I gave it to him partly. I showed it to him first and I cut it in half and I gave you part because piece of it. So you can taste it. Aww. Which one are you tasting?
The maple one. It's falling off. Okay.
Okay. What are you tasting? Just the frosting?
Yeah, just the frosting.
The frosting's good, right?
Yeah.
So I went back and I got another donut and then I got four donuts, maples, and one for you and one for me so we could eat them together and, you know, and then criticize, but.
Evaluate.
Evaluate. Couldn't think of the word. English teacher, I'm an English.
That's a lot of pressure that y'all have to deal with every day to just come up with the right freaking words. All right, so we're here.
You took a bite, right? Wait,
no, I didn't take a bite. I was just like, this was falling on my finger, so I had to lick it.
Oh, and it's good, right? Delicious.
Of course.
You did a good job.
Yes, purple glaze, Asbury Park, baby.
Yeah. They wanted to put bacon on. I said, no.
Oh, fuck no.
It's gotta be pure, just maple. No, I don't want the bacon. So here we go.
One, two.
So you eat upside down.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to have the maple syrup, the maple frosting on your tongue.
Okay.
Okay, go. Mm.
That is so good.
Uh-huh. I have my coffee, too. Mmm. Right?
Holy shit. Wow.
They did it. So I went back. When I went back to them, I wanted to show them a picture of the donut hole and all the donut, you know, the maple bars so they can make me a maple bar.
Mm.
But they started getting really busy. So I said, okay, I'll come back another time. But they got the maple frosting down.
Yeah. And the base, the yeast.
They did a good job.
I love that. Mm. I'm gonna try the strawberry one now too, because I do love strawberry. Oh my god, so fresh. This is, oh my god, I love purple glaze so much, but I think I like the maple more. I like the glaze more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Yes. If you notice, the strawberry is a little thinner. It's not a thick, like, look at maple. The maple, you can't even see the donut part because it's so thick, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So yeah. The strawberry should have been thicker. But
tell them
they did a fantastic job.
You guys did such a good job. We are coming at you from different areas of the house. And
yeah. I'm on the first, you're on the third.
Yeah. Yeah. We're quarantining from each other.
Bernard's on the second.
Bernard's on the second. It's
I have to do all the cooking. So
aww.
Yeah.
You've been doing so much. So much. Such a good job. Well, because this shit was really like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch.
Up and down. Talk about it. Up and down.
Yeah. It's a scary thing.
Yeah. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, though, is like, what if somebody else is positive? You find out all of a sudden they're positive. What needs to be done? Every person needs to understand, I think, that the minute that they find out they're positive, they need to put their mask on when they're in the house with everybody. That's something we didn't do right away. We were all like, oh, my God. We were shocked. And we're, you know, we were like, we couldn't believe it. And Bernard was one who was positive. So we finally got a rhythm down, you know. And so Bernard stays in his room and I bring the food up and we you know, clean everything. And he has his own bathroom and stuff like that. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're doing what needs to be done. I thought he escaped yesterday, but it was Ted who drove past me. Imagine.
Well, I had a foot operation. So.
Yeah, you guys. Ted had a foot operation. But don't worry, because our dancing videos will come. He just had to fix his metatarsal. Because his genetics said, let me make this difficult for you.
Mm-hmm. So that my bone was on my ballet slipper seam all my life, and it bruised my toe and made a huge mess. So, you know.
That's a form of hell.
I need to get it fixed, yeah.
But, yeah, you guys, so that's the update here. So Ted and I are quarantined. All our content for a bit will be, you know, virtual. But, yeah. And we're just trying to keep it safe because the numbers are really bad. And we wanted to remind y'all to just wear your frickin' masks, please. Act like it's March again. It's actually worse. But this episode is going to be a Q&A, a mailbag episode, because we've gotten a lot of questions from our listeners. And some of the listeners are your former students, Ted.
Okay.
Some of the questions are from your former students. And nothing bad. Everything is really nice.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking about, you know, I really loved all the kids in your class, though. Aww. I always loved my students, but I did really, you know, we had a good time in that class, I thought.
Opening the mailbag. Oh, my God. What is my phone doing? Child. First question is from an Instagram user named B. Gattinoni. She asked, I think, have you ever not taken your own advice? Yes, all the time.
Of course. Yes. I mean, it's easy to give advice and stuff like that, but it's more difficult to follow it sometimes. I mean, especially in your own personal life a lot of times, but I try to as much as possible, especially at school.
Mm.
I think a place where you really have to follow your own advice. But, you know, there's days where it's difficult. It's really difficult. So.
Hell yeah. It's at school, I guess, it could be a little more... you're more aware to follow your own advice because you know you're leading by example.
Exactly, yes.
I feel that when I'm babysitting.
That's what, yeah. Yeah, when you're with kids, definitely.
Like, ooh.
A parent and a teacher. You know, I remember when I first became a teacher and I read those bylaws, like things that you're supposed to do in order to keep everything equal, you know, and have equal feelings for everybody and not have your favorites. I remembered I had to think about what my moral compass was. It's kind of like this oath that you
code
take.
Of ethics. Oh,
yeah. To me, it was a very important oath. You know,
the general population of teachers, the type of people they are rule followers. Like, yeah. They care about that type of stuff.
You know, our children are our future, and it's, I mean, that's very true, and you want them to be able to flourish and find the best of who they are and do well and be happy.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, so, like, when I'm, if I'm not taking someone's advice, maybe I'll try to go back to my moral, treat others the way I want to be treated, or don't hurt anyone, period. But yeah, so no, we don't always take the advice we give out.
Thank you for that question.
Thank you for that question. We're only human, right? Okay. Another viewer on Instagram asks, her name's Paige. She said, "How did y'all's relationship grow to be what it is now?" Well, way back in September. Of 2012, how did it get to be?
I think that by the end, I mean, I talked to you, I think, eventually about the fact that you're not doing much work, and but I believe that you were capable and stuff. But then maybe you trusted me more because I didn't fail you.
Yeah.
Except for that first marking period.
And you still liked me, even though I wasn't being the perfect student. But then, so it grew to you being my club advisor.
Right. I was choreographing Oklahoma.
Oh, that too. That's how it grew more. Because we got to see each other in outside of the class, just having fun and dancing.
Right. Yes. And then that allowed you to become more vocal too then.
Yeah.
In the class.
Yes.
And then, you know, as the years went on, I mean, I didn't have you as a student anymore, but I saw you, you know, in the halls. You'd come talk to me. We'd, you know, stuff like that. So it built up that way. Then after you graduated, you did some performances in New York, and I went and saw you.
Mm-hmm. That was such a, oh my God. Yeah, that was my first. I was like 18 and it was my first improv performance, and I turn around and like all of my teachers are there behind me, and I was like, oh, what? And then I tap like the person, one of my teammates of the improv team next to me, and I'm like, my Spanish teacher from senior year is here. And they were like, what the fuck? Why? It's like, because they love me and I love them. But yeah, so then we perform, you watched me perform, and then, yeah, we didn't keep in touch as much between then and the time that Lenore reached out to you, that I needed help. But yeah, I think our relationship also grew when we went on the JSA trip.
Oh, that too, yes.
And you saw me cry in front of the MLK Memorial.
Yeah.
There's like pillars.
And your senior year, though, you were me.
Yes.
The senior.
I was like, there's no question about it. And you were always the teacher I went to just talk about, like, just
crazy
dumb things. And when Shirley Temple died, I think that was a defining moment of our relationship. It was like a natural growth, I think, because you were the GSA advisor and did drama club with us. So,
and theater, too.
Yeah.
Because in theater, we did a lot of weird, you know, like when you're dancing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But, and then once I moved in here, we realized how, we are.
How much we have in common.
Yeah. But thank you, Paige, for that one. Oh, this one is from Johnny Kavanaugh. He says, "My question is, does Ted remember me? I wanted to show him some love. He was the best." Oh, he said, "Of course."
Of course I remember Johnny. Oh my gosh. And Johnny was in theater too.
Hell yeah. We actually go to the same acting school too.
Yeah, he loves theater. I remember he's good too.
Yeah. So there's your answer, Johnny. Hey, what's up? Alex Martin says, fave donut, question mark?
She said what?
She said, what's your fave donut?
Donut?
Donut. Mine would probably be, I think it's so hard to choose. Probably like the Duck Donuts blueberry pancake one or Purple Glaze's French toast one.
Good. That's a good one too. Yeah. Mine will always be the maple bar. Whenever I go back home to California, first thing I do is I go to the donut hole and I order 12 maple bars and a few other donuts, but I always get 12.
Yeah, you're not pretending that the others, yeah. Okay, Rose Trimboli, another friend of mine, asks, what were your first impressions of each other? I can go first. I remember. Well, actually, I think I had two first impressions of you because I had the written first impression, which is when they give you online when before you go to school, they give you what teacher you have.
Yeah.
So my first impression was like, T. Scheffler. Oh my God. Is this a boy? This is a man? I'm having a man as my English teacher? I've never had a man English teacher. Oh my God. That's going to be crazy. What's that going to be like? Then my first in-person impression of you was, oh my God, I love his glasses. I want red glasses.
I think my first impression of you is that you were bright. That's what I remember. And I also, like, I'm going to get this girl to wake up in the morning. You would sometimes hide. I was like, no, because I saw another side of you, I guess, the first day maybe or something. That was more, I saw it in your eyes, actually. I see it right now. I can see the same look, the look you just had. Yeah. It's almost like you were ready, you know, in a way. I like that.
Oh, my God. That's
I remember that, yeah.
First day, big things.
And you sat up front. Is that because I gave you a seating chart? I can't remember.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think I did give you a seating chart, though.
I did sit up front. That's what happens when you have a B name. A B last name.
But you were close to my desk. You
weren't. I was, yeah.
So I obviously did it, the seating chart.
You tried to mix it up.
Maybe I did it across. I forget how I did it. But you're right there, you know. So I noticed you right away because of that, too, I guess. And I thought, yeah, you have a beautiful smile.
I did have braces, though.
Smiling. Yeah, but still have a nice smile. Beautiful smile.
Thank you.
I don't think I really thought about the braces more so much. You did.
They always hurt. They hurt the shit out of me. But I didn't care as much how I looked until a few months into freshman year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, your hair was a mess.
He's right. He's right.
That's right. But I thought you had beautiful hair.
Oh my God. He's roasting me. It's true. It's so true. It was a fucking mess. I was experimenting with my hair freshman year too. I was experimenting with curls.
I see that. How long did you go without combing it or something? I'm just kidding. And during the day, yeah.
Yup.
And I was like, I just woke up. Don't bother me.
Oh my God. Go and look back.
But the first couple days you weren't like that so much. I don't remember.
What, didn't have ugly hair so much?
No, you were more like awake and everything.
Oh, I had hope. And then you signed in Power 3000.
I know.
And then my hope diminished. The first.
At least you took the quiz, though, so I could find out what your reading level was.
Whew. I know. Thank God. I'm so, I am getting karma for what I put you through, I think, because when I babysit, when I homeschool, it's like, oh shit, this is, karma got its kiss for me.
What was really weird about that year, though, that was the year that I taught Fahrenheit 4.
Yeah, 451.
451, yeah. And that was the year I was being forced to use the Empower 3000. And they were going to be doing away with all the books and literature, and we had to read more articles. I think, didn't we also do something about process analysis? That was a big thing. Yeah, process analysis. We had to teach, you know, what the process of everything was. And it was just like, are you kidding me? I mean, these kids aren't going to read literature. They were talking about making To Kill a Mockingbird for a fourth grade reading level book. I was like, are you kidding? This is crazy. So it was a really weird year that year.
They're just experimenting on us. Anyway, but that, there you have it. They were just like experimenting on us. But there you have it. That was our first impressions of each other.
Yeah.
I still like his glasses. They broke though.
I know.
Sad. So now I have blue. Oh, now you have blue?
Yeah, COVID glasses, I call them. Not my usual color.
So cute. Oh my god, so bespectacled. Another question from Raquel. She says, after freshman year, did you and Ted keep in touch throughout high school? Hell yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Who else is going to help me lead the Gay Straight Alliance?
True. True that.
True that. So, yeah, we were always, I was always up in his classroom, up in his business.
Yep.
Always, as we said before.
We started the day that way.
What's that?
Our morning started with GSA.
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday, and now it's every Wednesday, we do a podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, we kept in touch because of all different things. I got to, you know, I always wanted to keep in touch with Ted. Of course, I liked him seeing me as a person and not a student in his class, because I wasn't the perfect student in his class, and I wanted him to know, like, I'm really not an asshole. I just can't do this work. And JSA, for those who don't know, is when you pretend you like fucking role play as a congressperson.
And you senators.
Yeah. And at the end of the year, or in February, we go to a big conference in DC. So he had to, he was one of the chaperones and on the bus. I felt so bad for you. I was like, you guys better fucking be respectful. That's what JSA is. So Ted really was out here doing the most for us kids who...
Junior Statesman of America.
Yes, Junior Statesman of America. It was so fun to have a reason to dress in like business casual.
Yeah, that's nice.
And you got to like stay in a hotel with your friends, and then you got to like see the monuments. But yeah, so I was always annoying him around town in high school. That was like that was probably one of the best parts of high school. It's so fun knowing like all your favorite people are exactly where they are. I was like, okay, if I need to visit this person, they're in A131. Oh, they need to visit this person, they're in B100. And like, I think that's the best part of school. Everyone is just where you want them.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to TikTok questions. This is from Maya. What's your guys' favorite thing about each other? Ted's hair. Ted's dance skills. Ted's palate and appreciation for cooking and flavors, and just Ted's warm personality and always just like big loving and giving personality. Okay. Well, the warmth that you bring.
Thank
you. So a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, really, still, that hair.
You know, your verve for life, I think, even though you thought things were kind of hopeless, you'd say sometimes, like, but what's the point, you know, in... because you didn't see an end. You're like, you didn't even think you were going to go to college. But still, you'd say those things, but you always had this inner life that was bright, you know, and it lights up a room and it's, you know, is loving and kind and intelligent. So what's not to love about that, huh?
What
else? And your hair too.
Shut up, really?
I always liked your hair, yes.
We've been through a lot of shit with my hair. You've seen me bleach it?
Yeah.
Not brush. I cut it recently. I'm very happy with that, actually.
But you cut it yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thanks so much. Yeah. I do want my hair to be curly. Yeah. Thank you for noticing.
Uh-huh.
But then I, like, switched to a middle part in college. Ooh. But thank you for noticing my widow's peak, Ted, because people tell me I don't have one. People try to tell me, like,
oh,
you don't. Yes, I do.
I noticed it right away.
Aw. He's a real one. That's what true friendship is. Maya asked another question. If you each had to fight one historical figure hand-to-hand combat, who would it be? Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
I would love to beat up Andrew Jackson. He's annoying. There's a lot of, like, men in history I'd love to beat up.
Yeah. That's a hard question, though, for me. I don't really pick out. Now the only person I can think of is Trump.
Yeah.
Because he's so disgusting and hateful towards all people.
Julia on TikTok asks, what movies do we like to watch?
I love inspirational movies, and one of my favorite for years was Braveheart. And I don't know. I'm a rom-com guy, too.
Yeah, you are. We watched Rent together, that movie.
Oh, Rent was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. I love movie musicals. Yeah, I would always say my favorite movie was Billy Madison. And, you know, I think a lot of my personality came from that movie. I love that movie. That was, like, my favorite movie for a long-ass time. But now I'm obsessed with anything that's, like, has the aesthetic of Little Women or is historical.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to, like, just close it out then because, yeah, we answered all the questions. So thank you all for all those amazing questions. And, this is the newest weird similarity of the week is that we both are very bad at technology.
Oh, my God.
Y'all don't want to know what it took to get here.
To do this.
We're too pretty for technology. That's our show for today, our little mailbag episode. Thank you for all the questions and thank you for continuing to tune in. It means so much. Make sure to share this.
Thank you so much. I want you to stay. This is a reminder, though, too, to stay safe, okay? And be healthy.
Wear your masks. Don't do anything that Ted wouldn't approve of. Have an amazing week.
Yes. Mwah. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, I hope you had a happy Valentine's Day because it's old.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
Bye.